the next step in the management is usually the risk stratification. So we want to gauge the risk of the disease, what are the likelihood of this disease progressing to AML, what's the expected survival for those patients, because we tailor the therapy accordingly. So in younger patients, obviously, if the disease risk is high, then we are thinking of allogeneic stem cell transplant, which is the only curative option for those patients, roughly in 40 to 50% of the patients. However, there is always a 20% transplant-related mortality. So we are always weighing the risk of the disease versus the risk of the procedure. Those patients that are higher risk, the benefit outweighs the risk. In patients that are lower risk, the best strategy is to wait on the transplant. The maximum gain of survival is delaying the transplant for those patients. So for patients that are lower risk, we target treating cytopenias. So this patient, when he presented originally, his hemoglobin is 10.2. If he's asymptomatic, observation is very acceptable first step for those patients, because it's unlikely that even the quality of life will change if his hemoglobin goes up from 10 to 11 or 12. So initially, we may observe those patients. Naturally, what will happen, their anemia will progress. And like this patient, his subsequently hemoglobin started dropping down to the range of 8 grams per deciliter. Then we start thinking of the treatment. In the lower risk patients, we go stepwise. So as you mentioned earlier, erythroid stimulating agents are the first step for those patients. What predicts the response for those patients is typically how much blood transfusion they are getting. So patients that are heavily transfusion dependent are less likely to respond, and their endogenous serum EPO level. We start those agents somewhere around 40,000 to 60,000 units subcutaneously weekly if we are doing ESA for 8 to 12 weeks. If they are responding, we continue. And again, the average duration of response is somewhere between a year to 2 years. Other agents we look at, if patients are young, sometimes we treat them as aplastic anemia with immunosuppressive therapy, ATG cyclosporin. The highest responses are seen in patients that are below age of 60, that are not highly transfusion dependent. One could achieve 2 to 3 years responses with those agents. However, that obviously is a small subset, because the median age for MDS is around 67, 70 years. The other options we look at are a couple of options approved by the FDA. Lenalidomide, which is particularly helpful for patients with deletion 5q subset. Those patients also have a peculiar clinical presentation and relatively longer survival. With lenalidomide in patients with deletion 5q, the rate of red blood cell transfusion independence is around 67%, with duration around 3 to 5 years of transfusion independency. So for patients that have the deletion 5q, the standard of care is lenalidomide. For patients that don't have the deletion 5q, we still look at lenalidomide if patients are purely anemic. The response rates are not as high as in deletion 5Q, probably somewhere in the range of 25 to 30%. And then we also use the hypomethylating agents, azacitidine or decitabine, where the response is around 30 to 40%. And again, the duration of response is usually around a year to 2 years. Most of the patients during their disease journey will go through most of those treatment options. So they will start with ESA, whether they respond or not. Subsequently, they will go to lenalidomide or azacitidine or decitabine. And unfortunately, many of them will end, even with all those options, still red blood cell transfusion dependent.